Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And each day this week, we're hearing from a different worker making at or near the minimum wage. Today, Jasmine King, who is 19 and makes $8.31 an hour as a home care worker in Colorado. Jasmine, tell us what you do as a home care worker.
I go in and I make it to where my clients' life is a little easier at home. I help them with meal preparation, reminding them to help take their meds, to do a little bit of light housekeeping, and just make sure that their overall living situation is better than it would be without us.
So is this something that you can do or that you want to do for a long time, or are you looking to get out of this line of work?
I actually love doing what I do. It makes it to where I feel like I have a purpose and I'm able to help people. So I would like to stay doing home health care as long as I possibly can.
But you'd like to make more money doing it?
Yes, very much so.
How much do you think you should be making for what you're doing?
15 minimum to make sure that we wouldn't have to spread ourselves out as far to be able to help our clients the way that they need help.
How do you make ends meet on the amount of money that you're making?
It's really hard, actually. It depends. Usually there's a codependency on other family members or asking friends or even taking out loans just to make sure ends meet. And then that still doesn't work because then you have to figure out how to pay somebody back or how to pay back the loans. And you accumulate so much debt that you can't make ends meet, really.
So what do you do?
Decide to pay one bill or the other or just to see what money you have left over to be able to cover a bill or make sure you do have fuel to get back and forth to work. It's kind of picking and choosing one or the other.
So when you hear people say that raising the minimum wage would cause companies to lay off workers, that if they have to pay people more, that they won't be able to hire as many people, what do you think of that argument?
I don't think that's true at all. There are so many ways that giving people a raise will help because it's number one growing industry to my knowledge, and it's going to grow so much over the next couple of years that more people are going to need help in their homes instead of going to a nursing home. And if you take people and make sure that they're comfortable in their own home, more people will want to do so, which means you get more funding, which means you also need more home care workers.
Do you think the minimum wage is going to go up in Colorado or at the federal level?
I'm hoping so, very much so.
To what?
To 15 minimum.
15 minimum. Across the country, you think that makes sense? Even though there are some states
yes.
where it's a lot cheaper to live than, let's say, New York or California.
Yes, because if you go through and you give the home care workers 15 minimum, then it goes through and makes it to where they don't have to spread themselves out as far to where each client gets the care that they need instead of not being able to spend the proper amount of time or give them the proper care that they need.
What do you see yourself doing 10 years from now?
Doing what I love doing, taking care of people, helping them, and hopefully also going to school.
That's Jasmine King, who is a home care worker in Grand Junction, Colorado, making $8.31 per hour. Jasmine, thanks.
Thank you.